WCBS News Time, 12:50. We've been telling you today about the Obama administration's plan to try to change the way people might respond in the horrifying event that a terrorist manages to set off a nuclear device in the heart of a big city. With us now live is Bill Broad from the New York Times, who broke the story in today's paper. Bill, it sounds really scary. What scenario is the government talking about here?
They're talking about a small bomb, not one of these enormous city busters that, you know, from the bad old days of the Cold War, but a terrorist device that might be planted in a big city to try to just blow people away.
And their advice is to not run, but try to hide? What's the science behind that?
They've spent a lot of money doing scientific modeling and have discovered that the fallout, you know, which is the deadliest part of the bomb, is extremely survivable in a big city if you take shelter. If you go deep and get into the middle of a building or into a basement or something like that, you can save hundreds of thousands of lives.
Now, in your report, you describe this as an unthinkable scenario, but I'm curious just how concerned the Obama administration is that something like this might actually happen.
You know, I've talked to a lot of people. I don't get a sense that there's a big, scary threat out there. This is considered a low-risk, extremely high-consequence kind of event. So they're being prudent, right? They're just doing the right thing to try to raise the issue and start the discussion because, you know, if that bad day came along, they'd want people to be able to know in advance how to react.
So what's the next step in this planning? Are we likely to see, you know, public service announcements on TV, ads on the radio, that sort of thing?
I don't think so. It's still an evolving policy, and we'll see how far it goes. I don't think they're going to press the pedal to the metal, at least right now. They're going to kind of, you know, put their foot in the water, test this a little bit, see what kind of reaction they get, and move ahead.
And very quickly, I'm curious, did they say what you should do after you duck and cover? How long do you stay duck and covered?
It's amazing that just, you know, a few hours, several hours, right, taking shelter is enough to, you know, get you out of the fatality ranks, right? So like 4 or 5 hours, and then they tell you to wait for official word, right? But then, you know, orderly evacuation out of the area.
Bill Broad from the New York Times, thanks very much. You can read his piece in today's paper, of course, and online at nytimes.com. And we have a link up on our website, cbsnewyork.com. Search under Nuclear Blast.